Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time after a sharply higher close yesterday. European equity markets have opened with gains following higher levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is lower, treasury yields are down across the board, crude oil is up, gold is at a three-month high. Other commodities are also higher, while cryptocurrencies are slightly lower. In macro news, the U.S. and European markets surged on comments from Fed Chair Powell, who said the moderating pace of rate hikes may come as soon as this month, confirming to markets what they had already priced in over the past 2 weeks. He later added that the bank did not want to over-tighten. Economic prints are also supportive of dovish comments, with Europe, Asia, and U.S. data indicative of slowing growth and easing inflation. At the same time, the growing prospects for China's reopening are also supportive for market participants' risk appetite, as China's health officials downgraded their assessment of Omicron severity and omitted the term dynamic COVID-0 from the latest statement. On the data front, manufacturing PMIs are in focus. The final Eurozone reading was revised down from flash data. The UK manufacturing PMI was revised up, but still points to a weak outlook. China's Caixin PMI came in not as weak as forecast, but still in a contractionary territory. Japan's final PMI was weaker than preliminary. The Australian manufacturing contracted at a quicker rate amid pressures from energy prices. In other developments, the Indian GDP halved in line with expectations, continuing the economic growth normalization trend, while South Korea's GDP revision was in line with the preliminary reading. South Korea also reported the worst and eighth consecutive month of trade deficit in November, with a 14% drop year-on-year in exports. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is the November manufacturing PMI. Attention is also on the November ISM Manufacturing Index, November Challenger Job Cuts, and the October Core PCE, October Construction Spending, October Personal Spending and Personal Income, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, and lastly, the weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Kroger and Dollar General. They're posting their results before they open. Ulta Beauty will report after the close. In corporate news, Byline Bancorp and Inland Bancorp have announced a definitive merger agreement for a cash and stock transaction valued at around $165 million. Arco Platform has received a preliminary non-binding going private proposal at $11 per share in cash from General Atlantic and Dragoneer Investment. Asian equities ended higher across the board on Thursday on a lower dollar and a read-through from Fed Chair Powell's dovish comments. The region was led higher once again by Hong Kong, though with a sharp dip into its close. Mainland Shenzhen and Shanghai markets also gained. The tailwind for Greater China markets also came from Beijing's move to allow COVID-infected people to isolate at home. Other cities also moved to lift lockdowns and ease testing requirements, another signal that Beijing might be moving away from zero COVID. Like Hong Kong, Japan closed higher, although it fell into the close. Australia held onto a solid gain. Taiwan was boosted by TSMC and finished strong. South Korea was well bid, Southeast Asia was mostly higher, India held onto its opening gains. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory and are now trading higher, yet off the best levels. Regional inflation is finally showing signs of a turn, but the December European Central Bank meeting is still expected to veer on the hawkish side. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, December 1st, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.